Round 8 of competition on the weekend in the women's football. It was Penguin 3-9-27. Too good for Devonport, just the one behind scored in that one. And the top side, Ulverston, cruising to victory over the bottom side, La Trobe, 9-17-71 to La Trobe, just the one behind as well. Ulverston on top of the ladder, as mentioned, on 24 points and still unbeaten. Penguin on 20, Devonport on 12, Wynyard on 8. And La Trobe yet to open their account. Round 9 next week sees Penguin taking on Ulverston and Wynyard at home against Devonport. To the men's competition now, and the wins on the weekend to Devonport, to La Trobe and also to Wynyard. Devonport 14-13-97 defeated Penguin 2-6-18. This was you wouldn't call it an upset, Kim, but I mean, some people might have expected Devonport to win, but not like that. I mean, Penguin didn't even get a goal until the third quarter.
No, they didn't, and Devonport were led by a watertight defence, Martin. They kept Penguin goalless in both the first half and final quarter to trounce the two Blues by 79 points. Penguin were unable to contain the superiority and class of Devonport forwards Caleb Van Buren and Braden Lowe, who finished with four goals apiece. Tall defender Cohen Stevenson also played his best game of the season, with Jack Rand, Alex Cousins-Hampton and the Kelly boys in Oliver and Fletcher all high on the Magpies' best player list. Penguin were on the back foot at Thursday night selection, Martin, when they could not consider injured skipper and leading goal kicker Jack Templeton. Compounding their problems was the last-minute withdrawal of coach Maverick Weller due to a leg injury. Young Two Blues defender Sam Mitchell could hold his head high, along with midfielders Liam Viney and Matt Elliott, ruckman Jake Ray McCann, and brothers Julian and Jacob Brown. All in all, a bad day at the office, Martin, for the Two Blues, with the Magpies now sitting 4 points ahead of Penguin, Wynyard and Burnie, along with a very healthy percentage.
Well, it's not the sort of margin I would have expected for the top-of-the-table clash, and obviously Penguin had an off day, and they were a bit undermanned, but you know, can't take anything away from Devonport, can you, really?
Oh, certainly not. It was, it was a very, very good, committed four-quarter effort, in a side that probably never had a passenger. There you go.
Fair enough. Okay, Ulverston and La Trobe. This was a great game, this one. Only about 9 points in it, 11 points, in fact, at the end. La Trobe 10-5-65 defeated Ulverston 7-12-54. La Trobe were 32 points in front at three-quarter time, and Ulverston came home with a wet sail but didn't quite get there.
They did, and La Trobe held on by 11 points. In doing so, the Demons relegated Ulverston to the bottom position on the ladder, so they swapped places in that one. La Trobe's Wynn Police coach, Nick Hizzard-Zetas, and he indicated that would give his side belief in that they can prevail in a pressure situation. The Demons' best included big ruckman Jade Smith, Jesse Richardson, Damon Cock, Josh Newson with his four goals, Lockie Warren, and ageless veterans Rod Coughlin and Adam Jeffrey. Jeffy Jeffery will remember the day with fond memories, Martin, after breaking Demon icon Rob Butler's long-standing record of 317 senior games. So it was a great achievement by Jeffy, topped off by a great day for La Trobe. Ulverston's best were Travis Davies, Clay Griffiths, Sam Brett, Jack Dilger, Sam Mansfield and Lockie Williams. Injuries to Key Robbins, Brandon Howard and Luke Dyson may have derailed the Robins' game plan, Martin, but a lack of discipline and manning up on their opponents in the first half proved highly costly on the day.
Yeah, great result for La Trobe, and as you mentioned, for Adam Jeffrey, breaking the record, game's record with Rod Butler. And interesting, I read during the week where he said that he'd thought about retiring before he, equaling the record and then retiring. He didn't want to sort of go past it, but you know, if Rod was still here, he would have been the first one to say, go for it, mate.
He certainly would have, Martin, and we've always got to remember that records are made to be broken.
Indeed.
And as you say, Rod would have been only happy for Jiffy.
Burnie and Wynyard, and this was a win to the Cats, 14-10-94 to Burnie, 8-13-61. Inaccurate kicking there from Burnie, actually, but it was only 3 points of difference at half-time, but a very good second half from Wynyard.
Yeah, very, very good side, and The Cats went into overdrive in that third term, posting seven goals to Burnie's two to open up a 32-point lead at three-quarter time. Both sides kicked two goals apiece in the last terms, but the Cats held on and were victorious by 33 points. University recruit Connor Barling got the nod as Wynyard's best player, finishing with four goals. Ruckman Tom Charles was also influential, along with midfielders Callum Kabicki with his three majors and Zach Marshall, while Jacob Hamill and Jordan England were solid in the back half. The Dockers were best served by Nick Walters, Rudy Barrett, Josh Murray, Cameron O'Leary and Big Nick McKenna. Despite the loss, Burnie coach Brett Plant was generally pleased with his team's showing, given the Dockers had seven experienced players missing, all of which are likely to return for round eight.
Seven players unavailable and all back in next week. That's it puts some pressure on the blokes to play last week.
It certainly will. Nonetheless, Wynyard coach Bo Sharman had reason to be pleased with the Cats' win, particularly as they were without leading forward Sharon Egger, who was rested at the last minute, and the unavailable Stuart Turner. The Cats will have another high-intensity clash next Saturday when they take on the rampaging Devonport at home. That'll be a clash not to be missed, Martin.
For sure. Devonport are on top of the ladder on 24 points, Wynyard on 24, Penguin on 20, Burnie on 20, and Burnie in fourth place. Not so long ago they're on top of the ladder. It just goes to show how tight it is in the top four. Outside the four, Latrobe and Iverson with 4 points apiece, Iverson on the bottom. And next weekend, there's only two games, round nine, Penguin at home against Iverson, Wynyard against Devonport. And the reason for that, there's a couple of rounds this year where there's only two games, Kim. That's to do with East Devonport's late withdrawal, isn't it?
Yeah, in the split round, a lot of the sides indicated that, like, a bit of a spill sort of mid to late season. So that's the reason why that's happening.
Okay, so we've got a couple more of these two-game rounds to come as well.
We have.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you'll preview those two games with the boys in breakfast on Friday, but thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Martin. We'll catch up with you, not next week, but the week after.
That's it. I've got next Monday off, but we'll talk to you in a fortnight. Good on you, Kim.
Thanks, mate.